So beginning now, Vad number 6, Menuchas HaNefesh. And actually, I think it's the most important Vad of what we're going to learn today from everything we've learned. Although we couldn't jump to this, we had to have the last 5 weeks of foundations of what we've spoken about. But I do think today is something that's literally life-altering. Every one of us have a life narrative, which means there's a story of our life. No matter what age you're at, a young boy to an old person, everybody naturally, in their mind, have the story of their life. You view all your ups and downs, all the happenings of whatever goes on, all your challenges, and you create that this is the story of my life. What happens is, when you create your own life narrative, the story of your life, you naturally continue to live your life based on your story. It's almost like a woodpecker that constantly pecking at a tree. You hear voices in your head that, let's say, if you feel like you always fail. So all day long you're hearing voices saying, you're such a failure, you're such a failure, you're such a failure. If let's say the voices, let's say you're someone who let's say is always lazy. So all day you feel laziness because the story of your life, your life narrative in your mind is that you're lazy. So you constantly have this woodpecker banging and sending voices to you how lazy you are, you're tired. Whatever the situation is, whatever how you define your life narrative, but the bottom line is, it's something that naturally now, as you continue to live your life, you continue on with that story of your life. We're going to learn today is something that's very important for everybody. Whether you're a person that's in a rather healthy state of mind, and if you're a person that's in a rather healthy state of mind and you have some level of menuchas hanefesh and all that, but even for you, the bottom line is, every one of us, to really reach our potential and to really bring out my tafkid of what I could become, we need to a certain level to rewrite our life narrative. We have to know how to create a new life narrative for ourselves, because everybody is being limited to some level by the story of their life, and that's why they don't produce further. And obviously, if you're not in that category and you're in a separate category of someone who is rather in an unhealthy state of mind, then for sure, everything we spoke about in the previous weeks is very difficult for you to have any shaykhas to that, because you never experienced menuchas hanefesh to know what it means to bring yourself back to that state of mind. You know, I'll tell you, over the years, 20 years speaking to Bachrim, many times I speak to Bachrim and I've heard from them. Oh, I've been in this situation throughout high school, throughout elementary school. This is going on since I can remember. So such people that have struggles from early on, they don't even know what it means to have a menuchas hanefesh, a healthy state of mind. And they for sure need this new concept that we're going to learn today of rewriting our life narrative, to learn how to go ahead and create a new life narrative for yourself. What we're going to learn today is called Golden Threads. This is the name that Rav Shaya Astrov called it. Golden Threads is a mahalach of recreating your new life narrative. To rid yourself from your negative perception of yourself, it's going to be, like we're going to explain in a moment, four different mamorim that you're going to say to yourself. But before we go into it, I want to bring out a beautiful makar of this concept that we see in the Torah. Throughout Shas, we find Margalo Bepume de Rav, or many other Amayram, a Margalo Bepume. Many Gemaras throughout Shas. What does it mean, Margalo Bepume? Margalo means something that was rogel, was consistent and constant, Bepume in the mouth. Which means Amayram understood that the way they're going to go ahead and become something is if they have a statement that they make continuously in their mouth. They constantly say this line. That's the Margul of Apume that you find throughout Shas by many, many Amoram. It didn't begin by the Amoram. You even find this by the Tanoim. If you look, Mesechus Avos, which is written by Tanoim, constantly throughout the Mesechta, it says, Hu Hoya Oimer. Hu Hoya Oimer. He used to say, the Rav explains, you know what it means, Hu Hoya Oimer? Kaloima Kach Hoya Margul Bapume Tamid. This was their Margul Bapume. Which means Tanoim also understood that the best way to get results is to have a line that you constantly say, and constantly doesn't mean they did it once a week. Constantly doesn't mean they did it once a day. Constantly means throughout their day they kept saying this line, and that's what spoke to them. And you should know the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Boy explains this from a Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara Psachim brings down what you should say to your animal to get it to work. Niza de Toira, hein hein. Niza de Arye, ze ze. Niza de Gamla, do do. Different lines that you say to your animal to get it to work. And the Meshech Chachma asks, like, what does that mean? The Gemara is teaching me what to talk to your animal and repeat that line to get it to work? Doesn't make any sense. So the Meshech Chachma says, what the Gemara is really teaching you is talking to the animal inside the human being. That's what the Gemara, it's like a remez to talk to ourselves. And the Gemara is giving us this concept that the best way, and the only way that's really effective to get change from yourself, how do you bring out something out of yourself? Finds a line that you're going to constantly say, and that Maimar Chazal, or Maimar HaMuskul, he says, a Chachma Dika line, you say a Kama Pa'amim, that's going to be the animal in yourself that you're going to be able to talk to and tackle light yourself on fire to become something. And that's what the Gemara in Pesacha means. And the truth is, Rav Shlomo Volba said over in the name of Aaron Cutler, that when the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Chagiga writes, Ein Adoyim, it's not compared, Shoyna Pirka Mea Pa'amim, L'shoyna pirka me'av achas, doesn't compare someone who repeats his learning 100 times to 101 times. He said over Rav Aaron Cutler, it means referring to this, not stop learning your Gemara. It means in regard to having a margul of Bakume, that if you have a statement that you say, it doesn't compare if you said that statement 100 times to someone who used that statement 101 times. This is a very powerful source that you see in the Torah, a concept of repeating a line, a Maimar Chazal, or a Maimar of Muskul, of Seichel, a Chachma, that you repeat it again and again, it's going to talk to you and change you. So this brings us to the concept, this new formula called Golden Threads, that Rishaya Astrov discovered. The concept that we're going to try to do with these four Mamorim, and it shouldn't take more than 45 seconds when you practice it, but you're going to do it at least 10 times a day, or who knows how many times. It doesn't compare if you did 100 times to 101 times. But the bottom line is, it's a 45-second exercise that you do for yourself. What you're going to be doing is, we're going to learn about the form Amarim in a moment, but the form Amarim, what it does, it separates your true self from all your experiences and all the different happenings that happen and incidents in your life. You don't believe that there's a way out from your situation. You don't believe, and you really don't even have a desire to change your situation. You make peace with it because this is me. And therefore, it's a very delicate surgery that we're doing with golden threads, that we're going to divide your true self from all your experiences. And we're going to realize through the four Mamorim that your true self has nothing to do with all your experiences that you had in life. And therefore, your life narrative that you thought this is you and this is the story of your life was totally wrong. That's not true. It's almost like you send the book to the binder, and the way they work in binding companies, they cut off the whole book and then they reattach it. And imagine the binder got confused and put the wrong cover on the book that you sent it for binding. He mixed up the books. So you're reading a story that you thought is about this and it's totally something else. That's exactly what your life narrative is like. You think the story of your life is, this is who I am. I have a life of failure. This is who I am. I have a life of struggle with Parnassa. And you define your story of your life about this. You know, I just spoke to someone yesterday. Someone told me, this person called me with some chizuk, and the person tells me, you know something? I have a very hard life. This is what the person tells me. Now, this is the person's life narrative. They really think the story of their life is hard. That's the name of the cover of the book, Hard. And then anything that happens in their life, no matter what it is, they surrender to that situation because my life is hard. And therefore, yeah, this is part of the issues in my life. I have a hard life. And the name of their story is Hard. And that is total, it's not true. It's sheker. It's not the truth. And that's what Golden Threads is here, to weave new golden threads into your being, to realize how you are gold. And the golden threads make you realize what gold you are, and it has nothing to do with your experiences in life. And you have to divide and separate your true self from all the happenings. So the first maimer is, Hashem has given me a neshama, always pure and always loved by Hashem, no matter what I've been through in life. This is be'erich what you have to say to yourself. That Hashem has given me a neshama that's always pure and it's always loved by the Rebbeinu Shlomo, no matter what I've been through in life. So this statement that you're making is really the bracha that we say, the kind of neshama in the morning. But when you say it in the morning, you're half asleep and you don't even know what it means in Hebrew. So in Mela, it's more powerful if you say it to yourself in English 10 times a day, you go through these four mamarim, it's going to be something that you're going to internalize, that no matter what you've been through, Elokai neshama shenasata bi is tahirahi. Your neshama is pure and beloved by Hashem no matter what you've been through. And I was talking to someone last week and the person tells me, yeah, Hashem's not happy with me. I don't have to rely on Hashem. Hashem's not happy with me. I don't learn, I don't daven, I don't do anything. And I told this person, it's not true. You have to divide your experiences with yourself. Yourself, who you are, Hashem has given you a neshama that's always pure and it's always loved by Hashem, no matter what you've been through in life. You remain and you always will be bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem, a child of Hashem with a pure neshama. So that's the first step, that you're separating all your life experiences and challenges and issues and everything you've been through from your true self. And it takes time to internalize your true self of who you really are. But this is who you really are. And you should know how empowering this first line is already. The more you internalize this first line, you become so empowered to be so successful throughout your day when you realize this reality. It takes time to internalize it. Number two that you're going to say to yourself, the second maimer of Golden Threads is, I wouldn't be in this situation if not that Hashem put me in this. And He wants me to grow from this and get out of this. Which means you're putting your whole life in perspective, in the proper perspective, that you're understanding the real reason for all the happenings of your life is Hashem directly orchestrated this for you. And He put you there because He wants to see you become something by overcoming it. You know how many times we feel like we're a victim of circumstance? You know how many times we feel like we're a victim of my bad choices? You know how many times in our mind we think if things would be different, then the results would be different. If I would have had a different family, if I would be in a different yeshiva, if I would have had a different chavrusa, if I would have picked a different job, if I would have married a different lady. Everybody has these thoughts that go through their mind, which is a pizur ha-nefesh. It's lacking menuchas ha-nefesh, such thoughts. But the understanding, the point being, is that all these type of thoughts is something that we have to realize that the proper perspective, I wouldn't be in this situation if not that Hashem alone put me in this situation. And He wants me to grow from this and get out of this. And therefore you're putting everything after step one, the first maimer, that you recognize who your true self is. Now, in golden threads, the second step is you're recognizing all your life happenings have nothing to do with you. It doesn't attach to you. It's all Hashem's orchestration to bring out the best of you. And therefore, it's a whole different perspective of all you've been through in life. And all the limitation that you continuously feel that you live with, that this is me. That's not true. This is not me at all. It's a nesoyim that Hashem put you and throwing at you to see how you're going to come out of it and to bring out the best of you. Number three is a maimer that you're going to say, I know Hashem loves me and will guide me to overcome this and achieve menuchas ha-nefesh. Which means, what you're doing is, you're speaking out your betachin in Hashem. And the way you're going to be betayach is by speaking it out, like David HaMelech said, he'emanti ki adaber. Famous line of David HaMelech in Halal. He'emanti, you know why I believe? Ki adaber, because I speak about it. Which means, many times, even if you're not holding by believing in something, the more you speak about it, the more you'll actually start believing it. And therefore, this third statement that you make in golden threads is, you speak out very clearly, I know Hashem loves me, and He will guide me to overcome this and achieve menuchas ha-nefesh. Which means you're announcing your true belief that you know Hashem is waiting for you to do your part, and He will actually help you. Hashem is kulay tayiv, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the only one that gives us true menuchas ha-nefesh. Yakiu v'necha v'yedu ki mi'itcha hi menuchasam, like we mentioned. Yakiu v'necha v'yedu means everybody recognizes v'yedu and knows ki mi'itcha hi menuchasam. From Him, Hashem, is where menucha comes from. We have to do our shtadlus and do our part. But the gift of living with tranquility and having serenity to have real menuchas ha-nefesh, that's a gift that Hashem gives you when you do your part. And therefore, the third maimer that you have to say to yourself is how much you really believe that Hashem loves you and He's going to guide you to reach it. So you're being betayach that Hashem is going to help you get there. And the fourth maimer that you say, I'm committing myself to reach my tafkid and mission in life to overcome this challenge, both for my Olam HaZeh and my Olam Haba. Which means, obviously, like we've spoken in the past, achieving Menuchas HaNefesh is work. It's a job. It takes effort. Anything that takes effort, you have to make a commitment. If you don't make a commitment, you're going to give up and you don't do it. Everything in life needs the Kabbalah's Ol. And therefore, the fourth statement is that you're being mekabel the oil, and you're committing yourself, that you realize your whole olam hazeh, first of all, the quality of your life that you live, is all based on reaching that goal of achieving menuchas ha-nefesh, overcoming this challenge. If you want to really bring out your potential, become the greatest you that you could be, you have to be committed to work at this. And also for Olam Haba, obviously, you came down to this temporary world because of an eternal plan. The eternity of Olam Haba is all dependent on having a productive life. So it's not just for this temporary world of having a quality life here in Olam Hazeh, but it's even about your whole eternity. And therefore, you taka want to be very committed to work at this. And that's the fourth statement you have to make, that you're committing yourself that I'm going to reach my tafkid And I'm going to continuously work on this mission of overcoming my challenge, because both my Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, I'm committed to do this. Saying these four mamorim shouldn't take more than 45 seconds probably. And you do this 10 times, 15 times, how many times you could do it a day, and it literally is going to give you a new life narrative for yourself. You're going to recreate the story of your life. I'll be honest with you, Rabshaya Ostroff said that this golden thread is not printed in any of his books yet, because it's something he created in the recent years. And he says it's something he uses the most in dealing with his clients on a daily basis. And he's seeing the most powerful results by using it. So it's something that's been tried and tested, and it's bringing out tremendous results. People that have been in therapy for years are seeing massive change and becoming very healthy from it. I want to just give you a beautiful mashal that he brings down. He uses this mashal just to help us understand this concept. A mashal that he brought down. He said, imagine you have a guy, Reuven, who has a very good friend. His friend's name, let's say, is Beryl. And Beryl, his friend, he values the friendship so much, and he values him as a person. He decides he wants to buy him a gift. He wants to buy Beryl a gift for the friendship. And this guy, Reuven, is very loaded. Money is not a thing by him. And therefore, he goes and he buys him the latest model, brand new Tesla, as a gift. It's priced well over $100,000. Every luxury that you could imagine exists in this Tesla. He pulls up and parks in front of Beryl's house and knocks on the door. And he tells Beryl, you know, I value our friendship so much, and I value what you mean to me in my life. Here's the keys of a gift that I'm giving you, a brand new Tesla. And he sees it right in front of his house, gorgeous brand new car, over $100,000 gift. You can imagine Beryl's very moved, and he thanks him. A few days pass, and Reuven, when he walks to shul in the morning, he passes by Beryl's house. And he sees the car in the same place where he parked it a few days ago. And every day, as he's walking by to shul, he notices the car there. It hasn't moved. And not only that, after one day he realizes the front seat is a huge garbage bag in the front seat. He's thinking himself, garbage bag in the front seat, what's going on? A few days later, he notices another garbage bag in the back seat. And after a couple of weeks, he's seen that the whole car is being filled with garbage. And these are leather seats, and this is an expensive car. And he can't resist. He knocks on Beryl's door, and he says to Beryl, I'm Schuldig, but like, I'm trying to understand, you know, I gave you a beautiful gift, and I see a lot of garbage in the car. Like, what's going on? So Beryl says to him, Reuven, you don't know? The garbage man's been on strike for 2 weeks, and I just can't keep the garbage in my house anymore. So I needed a place to put it, so I put it in the car. And Reuven looks at him, and he's horrified. He says, I understand. I know the garbage. I live in the neighborhood too. The garbage men, yeah, they're on strike. But you're going to store the garbage in the Tesla? I understand you have to clear out the garbage from your house, but where are you putting it? The nimshal is very simple. What Golden Threads is there to teach us is that your true self is a neshama that's always pure and always loved by Hashem. Literally, like over a well-priced $100,000 Tesla. And obviously it's just a mashal for what the greatness of your neshama is, because your neshama is a chelik alakai mimal. It's a chelik of bari elam inside you. But in our terminology, for us to understand what a neshama is, because it's not tangible, think of yourself like a Tesla. A gorgeous brand new Tesla. That's what you are. That's your true self. You're going to allow to start storing all the garbage bags in your Tesla? The motivation for us to write and recreate a new life narrative is this concept. How could you store all your garbage in your beautiful Tesla? And in Mela, you have to realize it's not a big deal to go through this golden threads formula and see results. Because the same way you take out the garbage bags from the Tesla, you understand very well, the Tesla is still a Tesla. And the garbage bags that were stored inside there, open the windows for a few days, they'll air it out, they won't even smell. And the bottom line is, you can remove the garbage from the Tesla and it will remain a Gvaldika Tesla. And that's the same thing by using the formula of golden threads. If we go through this formula and we go through the steps needed of saying over these marmorim, and it becomes your margula bapume, it becomes your margula bapume, what you're going to be ruggled to say, you don't realize in a short period of time, you're going to all of a sudden see you're recreating your life narrative. You no longer see yourself in that old story, that old book of hard life that you thought the cover of the book said hard life and your whole life is hard. But rather, you're going to divide up the experiences from your true self and you'll see a whole different results. So this is the Gvaldika Limud, which is a very powerful lesson that really could help anybody in any situation, whether you're a healthy mindset and you want to reach new heights to become the true you and reach your tafkid like the Tanoim Amoroyim did, or even if you're in an unhealthy state of mind and you taka need this refuah to bring yourself back to a healthy state of mind and really rewrite your life narrative, golden thread is something that's very powerful.